April 22. Turn to the Scriptures. The Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the first readers of the book of Hebrews, the metaphor in this verse would have drawn to mind the gladius, the Roman short sword. These swords had Y-shaped tips that looked almost like steel tongues. It is to this that the writer to the Hebrews compares the Word of God. In Revelation 2, Jesus refers to His authoritative Word as the sword of my mouth, whether pricking the conscience, cutting away our camouflages, piercing through Satan's lies, or offering as encouragement, the sword of God's Word is sharp enough for all our needs. Jesus understood the sufficiency of Scripture in every situation and modeled for us a complete dependence upon it. In the face of temptation, He turned to the Bible to answer the evil one, warding off his attacks. After His resurrection, in order to revitalize the despondent duo on the road to Emmaus, He turned them to God's Word. And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, He interpreted to them in all the Scriptures the things concerning Himself. Why did He not simply show them His nail-pierced hands? Because He knew that while the opportunity to see His wounds would be limited to a moment and a few observers, there would be many generations who followed them, who could not walk along the road with Him, but they would still have the Scriptures and would be able to read them to see the things concerning Himself. The unerring truth of God's Word would be sufficient for God's people in all times and in all places. We live in an environment in which long-held convictions have been shaken. Confidence in Scripture has significantly eroded. Few truly trust in its authority and its sufficiency to accomplish the purposes for which God has ordained it. It may not become fully apparent in one generation, but as time passes, the declension, the rot, the misgivings, the disinterest, and the wrongful preoccupations will yield bitter fruit. Beware anything that encourages you to waver on your convictions concerning the singular authority and absolute sufficiency of Scripture. Beware moments when your own heart seeks to blunt God's Word, either by not reading it or not applying it. Instead, open your Bible and ask the Spirit of God to go to work with His sword, piercing your thoughts and intentions, showing you Jesus, and reminding you time and time again of His love and of the power of His Word.
Devotional material is taken from the Truth for Life Daily Devotionals, copyright Alistair Begg, published by the Good Book Company. This reading was digitally created for Truth for Life and is used with permission. For more clear, relevant Bible teaching, visit truthforlife.org.